And that's just sort of the ongoing theme of restricting local governments, whether it's a county or city level, from managing their own affairs, which has been sort of this trend over the past few years. We saw it in Wake County and in Greensboro. We saw redistricting issues happen over sort of the objections of the populations there. And so the idea that cities can't enact regulations that they feel like are in the best interest of their populations, the populations that elected them, I think is a little bit challenging.
I've heard the argument from the Republican point of view. They're pushing for more uniformity of state laws, and they don't want a patchwork of laws all across the state. What do you say to that?
Well, I would say that these are probably the same folks that bristle when the federal government says we're trying to get uniformity across all states. And so therefore, you, North Carolina, we don't want you to be stepping out on your own. People define local control typically by where they are sitting and not necessarily what they think is best for the people. But I do think that there is this feeling of we have the control. We have the power and the authority. One of the biggest challenges I think you have when you have that authority is the responsible and appropriate use of that authority. And a lot of times it's just because you can do something doesn't mean you should do something. And I think a lot of times in the past few years, we've seen Raleigh, which has a tremendous amount of authority over municipalities and local governments, abusing their authority. We've seen that locally here, whether it be with water or airports. We've seen it, again, in Wake County. We've seen it in Boone. We've seen it across the state entirely.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that it's abusing their authority if they do constitutionally have that authority?
Well, I think that if you start to look at some of the populations and some of the residents of these different areas who have spoken out against. Mm-hmm. So we'll take, for example, the Wake County County Commission race that happened in 2014. So the Democratic Party took a majority, I think it may actually end up being unanimous, control of the Wake County Commission. So then somebody came through and introduced legislation to redistrict Wake County. Under these new district lines, the Republicans would have a majority.
Right.
And so it's this idea of really sort of changing the outcomes based off of gerrymandering, off of changing the rules, not necessarily based off of any necessarily legitimate outcry from the population.
Was it fair, though, for the Wake County Board of Commissioners to be unanimous Democrat when surely there are conservatives in Wake County as well?
Well, one could argue then, should we have a majority control the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion? I personally think that it is bad when you have one party in control of all. And whether it's the bad policy or whether it's the fact that there tends to be a tremendous amount of infighting, like we saw with this budget process, that leads to impasses. And so when you have more of a mix, when you have more of a balance, I think you end up with better communication, better negotiations, better compromises. And I think that it probably better represents the state as a whole.